ever think about like what your legacy will be? You know, what will people remember you for?
Interesting.
Well, we're going to be looking at that idea, but through the life of a king today.
Okay.
We're doing a deep dive into the reign of Hezekiah from the Book of Chronicles.
Right.
And what made him stand out as a faithful king.
Okay.
Even though he wasn't perfect.
That's what makes Hezekiah so interesting.
Yeah.
And his story, it isn't just some like ancient fairy tale or something.
Yeah.
It's, you know, grounded in history.
Yeah.
It's real world events.
Mm-hmm.
It's the choices of a real king
who
faced some pretty intense challenges.
That's right. And to unpack all this, we're turning to Dr. August Konkol's lecture series on Chronicles.
Right.
So get ready to explore ancient Jerusalem.
Oh, wow.
We're going to encounter a really fearsome Assyrian king.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to uncover what it truly means to lead with faith.
One of the things that really struck me listening to Dr. Konkol was how Chronicles really emphasizes Hezekiah's proactive leadership. He didn't just like, you know, sit back and wait for things to happen.
Right.
He actively shaped his kingdom.
Yeah.
Both spiritually and physically.
So he wasn't just like a religious leader.
Right.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, he revitalized the Passover celebration.
Okay.
But it wasn't just about, you know, religious ritual.
Yeah.
Hezekiah understood the need to bring the fractured kingdom together.
Okay.
Having all 12 tribes of Israel celebrate Passover together.
Yeah.
That was a powerful act of political unification.
Mm.
Especially with the looming threat of the Assyrian Empire.
So he's using a religious tradition to strengthen his kingdom politically.
Exactly.
Clever.
Yeah.
Like hitting two birds with one stone.
It is.
What else did he do?
Well, the lecture series also dives into how he meticulously restored the temple in Jerusalem.
Okay.
But this wasn't just a renovation project.
Yeah.
You know, this was deeply symbolic. He was emulating King David, who gathered all the materials, and King Solomon, who oversaw the temple's original construction.
Right.
Hezekiah understood the power of those two great kings.
Yeah.
And their role in uniting the people.
It sounds like he was very aware of the history and the significance of those actions.
Yeah.
Especially for a people who had faced division and exile.
Right.
So we have a king who's got a strong sense of history, a knack for religious and political strategy, and a talent for bringing people together.
Yeah.
Things seem to be going pretty well for him.
Yeah. But here's where things take a dramatic turn.
Uh-oh.
Enter Sennacherib, the king of Assyria.
This doesn't sound good.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Sennacherib was a ruthless military leader.
Oh, wow.
Who was determined to expand his empire.
Right.
And he marched his army right up to Hezekiah's doorstep.
Oh, no.
And basically threatened to wipe Judah off the map.
That puts a damper on the party.
It does.
I can only imagine the fear that must have gripped Hezekiah and his people at that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an empty threat.
Right.
Sennacherib's own records, which Dr. Konkol references in his lecture,
okay,
boast of capturing 200,000 people from Judah.
Wow.
And laying siege to Jerusalem.
Oh, my goodness.
He even brags about trapping Hezekiah like a bird in a cage.
Wow. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Right.
So what does Hezekiah do in the face of this seemingly unstoppable force?
Well, this is where Hezekiah's faith really comes into focus.
I'm all ears. What happened?
He received these threatening letters from Sennacherib.
Okay.
Imagine, like, ancient hate mail scrolls, right?
Yeah.
But instead of panicking, he took them straight to the temple and laid them out before God.
Wow.
You've got a powerful act of humility and trust.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that the situation was bigger than anything he could handle on his own.
He was basically saying, okay, God, this is a little out of my league.
Yeah.
Any advice? That's pretty bold. But what about the Assyrian army? I mean, prayers are powerful.
Right.
But they don't exactly stop arrows, do they?
That's a good point. And the situation was definitely dire.
Yeah.
But according to the Book of Kings, an angel of the Lord struck down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in a single night.
185,000? That's, I mean, just an incredible number.
It is.
What do historians make of this event?
Well, there's been a lot of debate about what actually happened.
Yeah.
Some theories suggest, disease.
Right.
Or perhaps some other natural disaster weakened the Assyrian army.
Right.
But the bottom line is that Sennacherib, despite all his boasting, did not conquer Jerusalem.
So whether it was divine intervention or a stroke of luck, Hezekiah's faith seemed to pay off.
Yeah.
He didn't give in to despair.
Right.
He trusted in God, and Jerusalem was saved.
And Chronicles really emphasizes this point.
Yeah.
Focusing on the power of Hezekiah's unwavering faith in the face of overwhelming odds.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even when things seem hopeless, faith can be a source of incredible strength and resilience.
Hezekiah really seems like the ultimate example of a faithful leader, bravely facing his enemies with both strategic planning and a deep trust in God.
It's true.
But we mentioned earlier that he wasn't perfect, right?
Right.
What were some of his flaws?
Well, the Book of Kings describes a time when he became very ill.
Okay.
And was told he was going to die.
Oh, wow.
And in that moment of despair, he seemed to forget the power of God.
Oh, wow.
That he so readily relied on during the Assyrian siege.
It sounds like he was experiencing a very human moment of fear and doubt.
Right, yeah.
Who hasn't felt that way when facing their own mortality?
Exactly.
So what happened? Did he just give up?
Actually, he prayed for more time.
Hmm.
And remarkably, he was granted an extra 15 years of life.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's a testament to the power of prayer.
Yeah.
And that intimate connection with the divine.
That's an incredible story of second chances.
Right. But you said there was more.
Yeah.
What else did he struggle with?
There's also the account of him showing off his wealth to Babylonian envoys.
Oh, okay.
It seems he was trying to impress them, perhaps as a way of forging an alliance.
That makes sense. I mean, building alliances was a crucial part of surviving in that era.
Absolutely.
What was wrong with that?
Well, according to Dr. Conkle, it backfired.
Uh-uh.
Hezekiah's display of wealth ended up attracting unwanted attention.
Right.
And may have even contributed to Judah's eventual downfall.
Wow, so even the best leaders make mistakes.
That's true.
It sounds like Hezekiah might have let pride get the better of him in that instance.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is how Chronicles chooses to frame these events.
How so?
While it acknowledges Hezekiah's flaws, it emphasizes his ultimate repentance.
Okay.
And his continued dedication to God.
Okay.
It doesn't shy away from his shortcomings.
Right.
But it highlights his growth.
His commitment to learning from his mistakes and returning to a path of righteousness.
Okay.
It's almost like Chronicles is giving us a masterclass in legacy building.
You mean it's saying, hey, even kings mess up.
Exactly.
But it's how you respond, how you grow from those mistakes that truly matters.
Exactly.
And that's a powerful message for all of us.
Yeah.
It is. It's a reminder that we're all human. We all make mistakes.
Right.
But it's never too late to turn things around. To seek forgiveness and to recommit to our values.
Right.
So despite his missteps, Hezekiah's faith and leadership ultimately led him to be remembered as a faithful king.
That's true.
But what does this mean for us living in a completely different time and place?
Right.
What can we learn from Hezekiah's story?
That's a great question. And I think there are a lot of valuable lessons we can take away from his experiences.
Okay. Let's dive into that. What stands out to you? What makes Hezekiah's story relevant to us today?
I think one of the most striking things is how he combines faith with action.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't just pray for deliverance from the Assyrians.
Bro.
He took, like, practical steps to prepare for a siege.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Conkle talked about Hezekiah's improvements to Jerusalem's water system.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just, like, dig a well.
Right.
It was this sophisticated network of tunnels and springs.
Yeah.
Like, designed to withstand a siege.
Exactly.
Almost like he was anticipating a threat, like Sennacherib.
That's a key point.
Mm.
He understood that faith isn't just about passively waiting for miracles to happen.
Yeah.
It's about actively participating.
Right.
Doing what we can while trusting in a higher power.
It reminds me of that saying, pray like it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on you.
Yes.
He really embodied that idea.
He did.
What else did he do to prepare?
Well, he fortified the city walls.
Okay.
Strengthened the defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure there were enough supplies to last through a prolonged conflict.
So he wasn't naive. He understood the very real threat posed by the Assyrians and took steps to protect his people.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a powerful example of leadership.
It is.
Combining faith with strategic thinking and action.
Absolutely. And I think there's a valuable lesson for us there.
Oh, yeah.
We often face challenges that seem insurmountable.
Right.
Whether it's a personal crisis, a professional setback.
Yeah.
Even a global pandemic.
Right.
Hezekiah's story reminds us that we don't have to succumb to fear or despair.
Mm.
We can draw strength from our faith while also taking practical steps to navigate those difficulties.
It's about finding that balance, right?
It is.
Not just wishing for things to get better,
yeah,
but actively working towards solutions.
Exactly.
It's easy to get caught up in worry and anxiety.
It is.
But Hezekiah's example encourages us to take action.
Right.
Be resourceful.
Yeah.
Trust that we can overcome obstacles.
Right.
Even if it doesn't happen overnight.
Precisely. And it's not just about the external threats we face.
Right.
It's also about the internal battles we all experience.
Yeah.
Hezekiah's moments of doubt and despair. Mm-hmm. His pride when he showed off his wealth to the Babylonians.
Right.
Those are struggles we can all relate to.
It is reassuring to know that even a faithful king had his moments of weakness.
Yeah.
Makes his story feel more human, more relatable.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons why Chronicles focuses on Hezekiah's repentance.
Okay.
His return to faithfulness.
Right.
It's a reminder that we're all on a journey.
Yeah.
And even when we stumble or stray from the path, we can always choose to turn back.
Right.
To seek forgiveness.
Yeah.
And to recommit to our values.
It's a message of hope, isn't it?
It is.
That it's never too late to course correct.
Right.
Learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
Continue striving towards becoming the best versions of ourselves.
Absolutely. And Hezekiah's story is particularly interesting because Chronicles was written centuries after his reign. The author had the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah.
Of seeing how Hezekiah's choices ultimately shaped the course of Judah's history.
So it's not just a dry historical account.
Right.
It's a reflection on leadership, on faith.
Yes.
On the enduring power of choices made in the face of adversity.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes these ancient stories so compelling.
Yeah.
They offer timeless wisdom, insights into human nature. Reminders that the challenges we face today aren't so different from those faced by people centuries ago.
Right.
They wrestled with doubt, fear, pride.
Yeah.
The desire to leave behind a meaningful legacy, just like we do.
It's amazing how history can offer such relevant guidance for our lives today.
It is.
So we've talked about Hezekiah's impressive accomplishments.
Yeah.
His strategic thinking, even his flaws.
Right.
But one thing that keeps coming up is his faith. It seems like it was the driving force behind his leadership.
Absolutely.
Mm.
His faith wasn't just a set of beliefs. It
yeah.
was deeply personal.
Right.
Shaping his decisions, influencing his actions, providing him with strength and guidance in times of crisis.
You mentioned earlier the story of his illness.
Yes.
And how he prayed for more time.
Yeah.
That really struck me as a moment of raw vulnerability.
It is.
A testament to the power of prayer.
It is a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
That even those who seem to have it all together.
Right.
Even kings experience moments of fear, doubt, and uncertainty.
Yeah.
And in those moments, faith can be a source of incredible comfort and strength.
It's interesting how his prayer wasn't just about himself,
right,
but about the kingdom.
Yes.
He was worried about who would lead the people if he died.
Right.
It shows a deep sense of responsibility and care for his people.
It does, and that's a key aspect of his leadership.
Mm.
He wasn't just concerned with his own power or glory.
Right.
He genuinely cared about the well-being of his people and the future of Judah.
Speaking of leadership, one thing that impressed me was Hezekiah's willingness to seek counsel from others. He had advisors, he had prophets.
Yeah.
He wasn't afraid to ask for help.
That's a sign of true wisdom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Recognizing that you don't have all the answers.
Mm.
Being willing to listen to different perspectives.
Right.
Learn from those who have experience and knowledge that you might not possess.
It's so easy to get caught up in our own egos.
It is.
Thinking we have to figure everything out on our own.
Right.
But Hezekiah's example shows that true leadership often involves collaboration, humility,
right,
a willingness to learn from others.
And remember, he also drew inspiration from those who came before him.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how he emulated King David and King Solomon.
Yeah.
He understood that history wasn't just something to be read about in a book.
Right.
It was a source of wisdom, a guide for navigating the challenges of the present.
It's like he was saying, hey, these guys faced some pretty tough situations and found ways to overcome them. What can I learn from their experiences?
Exactly.
Mm.
He recognized that he was part of a larger story, a continuum of faith and leadership that stretched back generations.
Yeah.
And his actions, his choices, would have consequences that extended far beyond his own lifetime.
It's almost like he was asking himself, what kind of legacy am I building? What will people remember me for?
And I think the answer, based on what we've learned from Chronicles and Dr. Conkle's insights,
yeah,
is that Hezekiah will be remembered as a faithful king.
Mm.
a leader who faced immense challenges.
Right.
But never wavered in his commitment to God, to his people, and to the values that mattered most.
He sounds like a pretty inspiring figure. He is someone who managed to balance faith, strategy, and compassion in his leadership.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, what were the lasting effects of his reign? Mm. I mean, did all his efforts actually make a difference in the long run?
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be admired during your time.
Right.
But did Hezekiah's actions have a lasting impact? Did they?
Yeah.
On Judah?
Yeah. Did it really make a difference in the long run?
They absolutely did. His efforts to strengthen Jerusalem's defenses, his religious reforms, his attempts to unify the kingdom, all played a role in extending Judah's independence in the face of Assyrian aggression.
So he wasn't just buying him time. Mm. He was laying the groundwork for a more resilient, unified nation.
Yeah.
Like, he understood that true leadership isn't about just putting out fires.
Right.
It's about building something that can withstand future storms.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
And I think it highlights another important aspect of Hezekiah's legacy.
Okay.
His focus on unity.
Right.
Remember how he revived the Passover celebration?
Yeah.
Bringing together all 12 tribes of Israel.
Right. We talked about that earlier.
Exactly.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Both religiously and politically.
Mm-hmm.
He used the shared tradition to remind everyone of their common heritage,
right,
a shared identity as the people of God.
Exactly. And that message of unity was crucial.
Yeah.
Especially at a time when the kingdom was facing so many external threats.
Right.
Hezekiah understood that their strength lay in their unity, in setting aside their differences,
right,
recognizing their common ground.
It's such a relevant message for us today, isn't it?
It really is.
We live in a world that often feels so divided,
yes,
so polarized.
Yeah.
But Hezekiah's story reminds us of the power of coming together.
It does.
Of finding those shared values that can bridge the gaps between us.
Absolutely. Hezekiah's legacy is a testament to the enduring power of faith, the importance of unity, the transformative potential of leadership rooted in both wisdom and action.
It's a reminder that history isn't just a collection of names and dates.
Right.
It's a story filled with lessons.
Yeah.
We can apply to our own lives, our own challenges,
right,
our own aspirations to make a difference in the world.
I think it's also important to remember that Hezekiah's story isn't just some, ancient fairy tale.
Right.
It's grounded in history,
yeah,
in real world events, and the choices of a real person who faced immense challenges.
We've talked a lot about his faith, his leadership, his accomplishments, even his flaws.
Right.
But ultimately, what makes Hezekiah's story so compelling is that it reminds us that even ordinary individuals can have an extraordinary impact.
Yeah, he wasn't a superhero or anything.
Right.
He was a man who wrestled with doubt, made mistakes, faced seemingly impossible odds.
Right.
But through it all, he remained committed to his faith, his people.
Yeah.
Building a legacy that would outlast his own lifetime.
I think that's what makes his story so inspiring.
It is.
It's a reminder that we all have the potential to leave behind a positive mark on the world.
We do.
Make a difference. Mm. Be remembered for the good we've done, even if we don't have a crown or a kingdom.
Hezekiah's story is a call to action.
Yeah.
A reminder that faith isn't just about believing.
Mm.
It's about doing. About living out our values in a way that creates a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
And as we wrap up this deep dive into the life of King Hezekiah, I think it's worth reflecting on our own legacies.
I agree.
What will people remember us for?
Hmm.
What choices can we make today that will ripple out and create positive change in the world around us?
It's a powerful question.
Yeah.
One we all need to grapple with.
Yeah.
Hezekiah's story gives us hope.
Mm.
It shows us that even ordinary individuals can make an extraordinary difference.
It's a challenge to be courageous.
It is.
To be compassionate, to be faithful in our own lives, and to strive to leave the world a little brighter than we found it.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder your own legacy.
Okay.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Mm.
Keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep seeking out those nuggets of wisdom that can help us all live more meaningful and purposeful lives.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So until next time, keep learning.
Yes.
Keep growing.
Keep growing.
And keep striving to make your mark on the world.